A new ad campaign for Coca-Cola directly addresses a downside of consuming too many soft drinks.
Today, we'd like people to come together on something that concerns all of us, obesity.
Coke says that it's working to address that problem. It's selling more diet drinks and taking its most sugary beverages out of schools.
But beating obesity will take action by all of us, based on one simple common sense fact. All calories count, no matter where they come from, including Coca-Cola and everything else with calories.
Now, people notice this message because of the source. Studies identify soda as a leading cause of obesity. In fact, some studies show you can lose substantial amounts of weight just by cutting out soft drinks and making no other change in your life. Now, Coke is one of a growing number of companies that seek to reposition themselves as merchants of better health.
And if there's a single person who best represents the tensions of this move, it's Derek Yak. He's a hero of global public health who went to work for Pepsi. NPR's Dan Charles has this profile.
A decade ago, Derek Yak was a thorn in the side of the global food industry, a soft-spoken doctor from South Africa working at the World Health Organization in Switzerland. The WHO was moving in a new direction, taking on health problems that come from smoking or from unhealthy diets.
Tobacco was a big killer. Obesity was starting to be seen to be rising worldwide. Salt was seen as an important critical factor. Cholesterol, all of these issues were seen as really important yet neglected. And the time had come to start addressing them.
Within the WHO, Derek Yak led this new campaign. He brought leading critics of the food industry to Geneva for strategy sessions. Among them was Marion Nessel from New York University.
He was putting enormous pressure on food companies to stop marketing junk foods to kids. And I saw him as someone who saw the food industry as an enormously destructive force in public health.
But Marion Nessel may have misunderstood Derek Yak. Yak himself says food companies were never the enemy. It was very different from the situation with tobacco, he says. When it came to tobacco, the strategy was very simple.
Demonize the industry, tax it through the roof, ban all forms of marketing.
But you can't get the same results with, say, sugary soft drinks, he says. If you tax them heavily enough, sure, you'll drive consumers away from that product.
But that doesn't mean that you're going to solve the obesity problem. It all depends on what they chose as the alternative.
With food, there's always an alternative, another sugary product on the shelf. Now, food companies create this universe of options. So Yak says he felt he had to talk to these companies, draw them in, persuade them to offer consumers better alternatives. But he says he never, ever thought he'd actually go to work for one of these companies until one day in 2006. He'd left the WHO by then. He was working at the Rockefeller Foundation in New York, and he got a call from the new CEO of PepsiCo, Indra Nooyi.
Well, she had the most powerful vision of how she wanted to transform the company.
PepsiCo sells Pepsi, of course, also Mountain Dew, Frito-Lay chips, Doritos, Cheetos, and Captain Crunch. But Pepsi had also picked up Tropicana orange juice and Quaker oats. In fact, Nooyi wanted to transform Pepsi's entire product line.
Her vision was very clear, that there was an opportunity to turn this into the healthiest food and beverage company in the world.
And she wanted Derek Yak inside the company, pushing everybody toward that goal. He took the job. He says he felt like he had to. Marion Nessel and a lot of other people were shocked.
I couldn't believe it. I mean, I was really astounded. I mean, it's not as if he went to work for a company that was selling carrots. He went to work for a company that's selling sugar water.
With that choice, Derek Yak became the symbol of a very controversial idea, that companies like Pepsi can be part of the effort to get people to eat better. Yak stayed at Pepsi for almost 6 years. He left a few months ago. While he was there, he says, he pushed for changes in some of the company's products to make them healthier, like potato chips with less salt and fat, a lineup of beverages with little or no sugar in them. He got very different reactions in different parts of the company. Some took it almost as a personal attack.
People very much loved and believed in their brands. They couldn't believe that there could be anything wrong or that they should be reducing the way they market or sell with these delightful, tasty brands.
So you did go to parts of the company and say, you know, your product is really not good for people and we shouldn't be marketing it so much?
I don't think I would have said that, but I certainly said we've got to change our marketing strategies. We've certainly got to lower salt, sugar, and fat repeatedly over and over and over.
The food technologists, though, became Yak's allies. R&D people are all about innovation. They like the challenge of making a low-sodium snack that still tastes salty or a soda that's sweet without the calories.
There are pockets of people who are spending their entire lives trying to reformulate as fast as possible.
PepsiCo has adopted some ambitious long-term goals for cutting salt, sugar, and fat from its products. But when it came to making changes right now, launching new products, putting marketing muscle behind them, changing recipes, that's where Yak's goals ran into the limits of what the company was prepared to do. Executives often got cold feet because all those things cost money. And there was never a chance that the company would pull standard Pepsi off the shelves.
You can't just withdraw from markets. Otherwise, you'll simply be giving up market share to a competitor. That simply wouldn't be permitted by a shareholder.
Despite all that, and despite leaving the company, Yak remains convinced that companies like Pepsi will in fact help people change their diets for the better. He points out Pepsi is cutting salt from its products. It's selling a lot more reduced-calorie beverages. It's now in the hummus and yogurt business. The change is not happening as fast as I'd like, Yak says, but it is happening because it's a long-term business bet. People's expectations are changing. The arc of history, as he puts it, is pointing food companies toward more concern for health. Marion Nessel, though, thinks Derek Yak is well-meaning but naive. The company has not changed that much, she says. Pepsi's sugary soft drinks are still adding to obesity worldwide. Nessel thinks Derek Yak actually hurt the cause of public health by giving the company more credibility.
He was a much greater asset to Pepsi-Cola than Pepsi-Cola was to either him or to public health.
Derek Yak has moved on now to a company called the Vitality Group, not a food company. It's part of a health insurance company in South Africa. The Vitality Group finds ways to pay people to do healthy things like eat more fruit and vegetables and exercise. And it gets that money back and more because it has to pay fewer medical bills. This industry, apparently, really can make money promoting better health. Dan Charles, NPR News.